Be'ez Hashem is we begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Paradumim, the laws of the Red Heifer, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme of these ash waters, which in this Perek we discuss that of the Hazah, of the actual spring. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the order of the spring and the whole procedure of purification. Ketzad Metarim Tamei Meis B'mei Nida. How does one purify someone who became tamei from a dead person with these sprinkling waters? So, lekeach adam tar, a pure person takes, shleisha kalachin, three stalks, shall ezev of the hyssop, v'oigdim aguda achas, and he binds them together in one bundle, uvachol bad v'bad, and in every stalk is givul echad, you have one bud. V'toivul rosha givoylin b'mein nidush b'kli, and you dip the tips of the buds in the sprinkling waters in the vessel, umiskavin, and he has intent, umaz ala adam oya lekelim, and he sprays on the person or the vessel, whatever it is that became tummy. B'yem shlishu, b'yem shvi, on day 3 and day 7 from when it became tummy. Achash atan zechama, and those days has to be after the sun has already risen. Now, if he sprayed earlier, from already the break of dawn, before the rising of the sun, kosher, that's also going to be valid. Now, after that he sprayed on him, on day 7, it could already immerse already in the daytime. And wait for sundown. And then that person or thing is tahar in the evening. Let's say they dip the hyssop into the waters at nighttime and sprayed on it during the daytime. Or dipped the hyssop during the daytime and sprayed on by nighttime. The spray is going to be invalid. And the waters, the spring waters are going to be invalid. These invalid waters, and they actually contaminate. The reason for that is Mishum Mechat, is because of the actual purification waters, Kamishas Bar, like we're going to explain later on, Perkhtas Vav Halacha Aleph, that the Mechatas, they contaminate as long as the mitzvah wasn't done. And here, where it was not sprayed on the Tameh person, according to the Halacha, it's still like the Mechatas, and therefore it will contaminate. Until the dipping of the Ezev in the water and the spring from it will be b'yemishlishu b'yemishvi achashatan zachama. The dipping and the spring both have to be during the daytime after nets on day 3 and day 7. But if he went and he violated and did it even a little bit earlier from the break of dawn, so then kash that would be effective also after the fact, like we explained in the beginning of Halacha. Halacha Beis. Mishanitma b'meis. So if someone came to me from a dead person, now he delayed many days without being sprayed. He didn't wait for day 3. Let's say he went for already a week already. Now, Kshiyav Lahazaz, when he comes in front of us, he has to count first, now 3 days, and then we spray them B'shlesh B'shvi on day 3 and day 7, and then B'tev B'shvi Umar of Shemshah, then on day 7 is where he immerses and he waits for the sundown. Now, but Medvim, when do we say this, that he has to now wait a new 3 days when he comes to us, is Ba'ama Oret Shabal Lahazaz, regarding the common person, ignoramus, that's coming to be sprayed on. Because even if he says it's day 3 or even more than day 3, let's say day 10, in him he's not believed. Shem hayim nitma, because maybe today became tummy. Levi yitzarach limnas b'vanei, then he has to count in front of us. We have to see that since he came to us, he counted 3 days. That's coming to be sprayed on. He says that it's already day 3 for his tummy. So mazna love oyal kelev miyad. Then you spray on him or on his vessels right away. You have to wait 3 days. It's already been 3 days since he became tummy. Now, mishu love bashlishi. Someone was sprayed the first time on day 3. V'loi hu zelo b'shvi, and he was not sprayed on day 7. V'shar kamiyam, and he waited a long time since that day 3. So tovu b'chal esher yirtza achashvi, so he could, they could do the tefillah any time that he wants to after day 7, b'mayim, whether the daytime or nighttime, meaning for his immersion, which he needs by day 7. So any day after day 7, he could do that. U'mazan l'bayim, now they spray him during the daytime, whether it's before his tefillah or after the tefillah, because it's ready after day 7. And the tefillah, and even if he immersed himself, the tummy person, on the night of the 9th or the night of the 10th, and he's going to be a tefillah yom until after shkiyah of the following day, you could spray on him tomorrow to make up for the day 7, which already weighed paid day 7, after the netzachama, and he does not need to have a second tefillah. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the spraying that we're talking about over here in all these halachas of Paraduma, purifies only from the tumma of mess, of coming in contact with a corpse. So kala matamin mekab mazal, all those who became tummy, they could receive this spraying purification process. Ketzad how so? Zavim, v'zavis, which are the male and the female of certain tumah that emanates from their genital area. And nidais, a menstruating woman, v'yol, this woman gave birth. Shenitbo b'meis, which besides those tumas that they have, they also became tumah from a dead person. Mazna le mishlishi v'shvi, you could spray on them day 3 and day 7 when they became tumah from the mess, v'aim tahayim tumas mess, and then that will purify them from tumah from the dead person. Afa b'shem tumim tumah chers, although they have still another tumah. Kishnem, it says in the Pasuk Amid, but he's a Torah Allah Tameh B'yom HaShlishi, that the Torah person will spring on the Tameh person on day 3. Halamad, when it comes to teachers, Shazoyim Ha'elislai, that the spring helps, is effective, Av Bishu Tameh, even though the person is Tameh. And V'chein Aro Mekabalaza, so too the person who's uncircumcised could be sprayed. Kitzer also. So Aro Shunimba Memes, if an uncircumcised person becomes Tameh from a dead person, V'hizalov Shlishi V'shri, and he gets sprayed on the day 3, day 7, Hariz Tameh Tumas Mes, so he's tar from the Tumah of Mes, and when he circumcised himself, then Tevil, he'll be able to immerse himself. And be able to eat Kashim that evening. In other words, although as Aral he's not able to, but the fact that he was already Matar himself, even if subsequently he circumcises, that's okay. And he purified, and now he could Tevil, and he could eat Kashim that evening. Halach Daot Katij regarding the stipulation of what's the valid Ezaiv in this procedure. So Mitzvah's Ezaiv, the Mitzvah of the Hyssop, is Shlisha Klachen, is 3 stalks. Every single stalk has one bud. Nimtzu gimel gevaylim. If, let's say you find there's 3 buds. Ushiyarev shnayim. And the remnants are 2. So he took 3 and bound them together, and then one of them gets lost. So that you're initially allowed to go ahead and spray with. Let's say he initially took 2, and he bound them together. Kosh, that's going to be valid also. Now, nispardu hagevaylim. If, let's say, the buds open, and the leaves fall off, even if it's not left over by any one of those buds, even just a minute amount, kashrut can be valid. Because the leftovers of the hyssop is even with a minute amount. Meaning, the first part of the halacha was talking about the amount of buds. That the Rambam says you have to have at least 2. Here it's talking about in the leftovers of each one itself, that even a minute amount of that part will be sufficient. Kelach, a stalk, shish b'shlesh abadim, that has 3 buds. So what you should do is mefaska, you separate the 3 stalks, v'akach oigur tloshim, then you bind the 3 of them together. Shemitzvah, at least agudah, because the mitzvah is that they should be bound together. Av b'shle nisparsh b'atari shayagudah, although it's not really explicit in the Torah that they should be bound together. Now, but let's say piskah b'la'agudah, let's say you separated them, but did not bind them together. Oish ha'agudah b'la piskah, you bound them together without separating them. Oish le piskah b'la'agudah, you didn't separate and didn't bind them. These are by you sprayed with them. Kosher, it's going to be valid after the fact. Let's say the hyssop is very small. So what you should do is you should bind it with a thread, ala koish on a spindle, or something similar to that. But tell mind that way you can elongate it and dip it into the water. Umala, then you pull it up, and now you could hold on to the hyssop. Umaza, and then you spray because the spraying has to be with the hyssop itself, and not by shaking, let's say, the spindle and making it move that way. Now, let's say nistabik loy, let's say he's not sure, imen achut hisa, did he spray from the thread, or imen akush, or from the spindle, or imen agivel, or from the bud, which that would be the only option that would be valid. And since he's not sure, haz asib sula, the spray is going to be invalid because this thing was definitively tame, and ain't suffic of the valid hazah, meitzimi de vadai, of the definitive tumah that he had. Halacha, hey, ain't mazin, you can't spray, loy b'yonkisa ezav, not with the nursing, the underdeveloped ezav, v'loy b'tmaris, and not with the pods, which is that container that the seeds of the ezav are in, ele b'givon, it has to be with the buds. Elehin l'yonkis, what are considered the undeveloped ones? A givon, shlegemelu, the buds that have not fully matured. Now, omisha huzala b'yonkis, now, if someone was sprayed with the undeveloped buds, v'nichtas ha-mikdash, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash, which he was tamei, pater is going to be exempt. The reason for that is because the yonkis ezev are still called ezev, and biblically they're valid. It's only rabbanon that they're not, therefore would have to be sprayed a second time, but he would be exempt from the biblical violation of being tamei and going into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, so rather, when do we allow the spring with the hyssop? It's mishayonetz, when the buds have come out. Now, the ezev shehuza by main nido, the hyssop that was used to spray for the purification of the tamei mes, Kashal Tabbas Mitzray, those are the ones that are valid also to purify the Mitzray that also has an Ezev in his purification process. Now, Kol Ezev Shish B'Shem Levi, any Hyssop that has a secondary name to it, Pasal is invalid. Well, Ezev Shekarinus, the Ezev B'Yuchab, but the Hyssop that's only called distinctively Ezev, Who are kosher? That's the one that's valid. That's the homeowner that they eat that hyssop. That's the one that's called the Ezev. One they call the Greek Ezev Kahachlis, and the blue, the colored Ezev, Ezev Midbariyim, or the desert Ezev, those are possible now because those have secondary names to them. Moreover, Ezev Shal Asherah, the hyssop of an Avodah Zarah tree, which is invalid because the Ezev has to have a certain measurement, and by Asherah, by Avodah Zarah, we consider it as if it's Kesusim Echta Shireha, as if it's pulverized, as if there's no measurement. Which also b'shel Aaron Edacha, something applies to the city that did Avodah Zarah, that has to be totally destroyed. Or b'shel Avodah Zarah, which was also forbidden. B'shel Truma Tameya, and from Truma that is Tameh, which the thing that's purifying has to be Tar. So b'sula, all these types of hyssops would be invalid. Moreover, b'shel Truma Taira, even Truma hyssop, which is it's a herb, it's something that can be Truma, has to be taken from it. It's Truma, that's Tar. Even there, loyaza, one should not spray with it. The reason for that is because it's going to cause it either to get ruined or because it's going to make it susceptible to tumma, which we don't want to do to truma, which, if it becomes tummy, is going to be ruined. But v'mizah, if one did spray with truma the Torah, kashrut is going to be valid. Halacha zayin, ezev shalikta le'etzim. Now, regarding a hyssop, if it was harvested for fuel, for firewood, v'nafla mashkin, and now liquid, even if it's the liquid was tummy, falls on that ezev, okay, menagvi just dry it off, and because we don't want that liquid to mix with the meichatas, and that ezev is valid to be used for spraying because it's not mekabel tumah. But likti la'achal, let's say he harvested it for eating, which the thought makes it into a food item, and now it's fit to be mekabel tumah when it becomes susceptible to one of the seven liquids. And a novel of mashkin, and then liquids which were not protected in the status of the purification of waters falls on it. So even if it was dried up, possibly in Valchari Nitma Lazoi, because it became Tame from being used for the spring. Shakala Mashkin, Bachalachalim, because all the liquids, all the food items, all the vessels which were not protected in the Tahara of the Mechatas, Adim Kitumem in Chatas, they are considered as Tame regarding the Chatas waters, which are from the highest levels of purity, severity as identification. Like we explained. Now, which is not clear exactly where that actually is, it seems to be later on the Rama. Now, likta lechatas, but if it was harvested to be used for the purification waters, harei kinilka leitzim, then that's like the example I gave before where it's harvested for firewood, and therefore v'mnafel of mashkin, and if liquid falls in it, menak v'imazabai, it didn't become susceptible to tumma, it wasn't made for a food item, then you could just dry it off, and you could use it and spray with it.